We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New laws that make it easier for authorities to hack into social media accounts and change data and posts will be used within weeks to target child sex abusers, terrorists, and organised crime gangs. The new laws allow police to spy on social media users, change passwords, lock criminals out of their own accounts, and copy, alter, and delete data in order to frustrate serious criminal offences online. They can also help law enforcement beat data encryption platforms. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Bondi Beach was bustling with Sydneysiders soaking up the sun yesterday, leading the chief health officer to express her concern that people were flocking to the coast while residents of 12 hotspot suburbs do not have the same luxury. As people across Greater Sydney prepared to take advantage of rules allowing gatherings in larger numbers, Dr. Kerry Chan urged the community to stay with us as authorities prepare for a forecast spike in daily case numbers. Senior government sources are increasingly worried about the perception of inequality between lockdown LGAs of concern and other residents of Sydney, like those in Bondi who can sunbake at the beach. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Firefighters have been asked to prepare to drive ambulances or be ready to attend life-threatening heart attacks in case COVID caseloads overwhelm the paramedic workforce. The New South Wales Ambulance has asked Fire and Rescue New South Wales what assistance could be provided if required. The Daily Telegraph reports up to 150 fireys could be required to drive ambulances in the event of a worst-case scenario. And Panthers legend Greg Alexander has set up a halfback battle for the ages by saying Parramatta's Mitch Moses played his best game of finals footy yesterday, which might even be his best game this year. After being outpointed by South Sydney's Adam Reynolds, Panthers superstar Nathan Cleary must focus on another epic individual battle, this time against Moses in Saturday night's elimination final between Penrith and Parramatta in Mackay. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.